Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is AJ and Dusty.
All right, listen up.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
With AJ McCord.
That beer's getting better, I'll admit that. But you're still weak on the left side.
And Dusty Hera.
And I noticed that he wears those leopard spotted underwear. Bikini style, sir.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
What kind of power?
Good afternoon, happy Monday to you, the 12th of April, 2021. AJ McCord, welcome back. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Good, good, good. You have a good weekend?
I did. It was so pretty this weekend. Well, Sunday, I guess, was very pretty. Saturday was a little
I got good. A bone to pick with Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your bone?
It was cold and it was rainy.
It was spring.
Here's
how
the thing.
Dare it.
Yeah.
The audacity.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
In
because
April.
There's this thing, like, we go through it in Oregon. I don't mind the rain, but make up your damn mind, Oregon. Or do you want to be sunny or do you want to be cold, windy, and rainy? Because
I know.
That was Saturday and I was out golfing and I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I'm not going to lie. I was sitting there like, this is miserable. I thought it was going to be sunny out, but it'd be like 20 minutes of sun. And then I'd take my jacket off and then it'd start out of nowhere. Rain coming sideways.
Oh, no.
Right?
How did you survive?
I put a jacket on and I drank.
I do have a slight bone because I thought it like I was like ready for spring. Right. So fun fact, I can't grow things to save my life. Like most people are like, oh, green thumbs. Nope. Whatever the opposite color of green is, that's the color of my thumb. Because
black thumb, your thumb of death.
I have killed mint, like which is supposedly a weed. Everyone's like, oh, mint's the easiest thing to grow because it's like a weed. Nope, I've killed at least 3 mint plants in my life. So I was like, this is the year. I'm going to do it. So Saturday, I go to Home Depot. I get some plants. I'm like doing some research. My mom's in town. She helps me out. We put the nice Miracle-Gro stuff in, which says it's going to grow 2 times bigger, the plant, right? Sunday,
killed it by Sunday?
4 of my 6 plants look dead. 4 of my 6. Apparently, we had a frost on Saturday night.
This is going to be the best comeback ever. These
I
plants
really
are going to make a comeback.
The mint is not one of the plants that died.
Also, why the hell are you growing mint?
Because I like mint.
Oh.
You don't like mint?
I don't know what I put mint in.
Tea.
Yeah, I also like in whiskey ginger ales.
Hey,
okay, there we go.
But also like lemonade spritzers, you know, you could do some like lemonade, some seltzer water.
So it's not primarily for cooking, it's for the garnish of drinks, perhaps.
Yes.
Okay, I'm good. Yeah. I'm vibing with you.
Yep.
Because I thought at first you were just putting mint in food, and I was like, what are you cooking that requires mint?
No, it's mostly a garnish. Garnish for the whiskey.
Did you drink a lot of mint juleps while you were in Arkansas?
Or is that's more of a Kentucky thing.
Yeah,
that's more
Kentucky
of a Kentucky thing.
Thing.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Those are good, though. I like them.
Well, that's like, I was going to say, like, do people often But then, yeah, if you're from Oregon, you go somewhere else, they're like, oh, you like IPAs, huh? It's like, yeah, they're okay.
I don't, yeah.
I like beer.
Oh, you must be into food then, huh?
You're into IPA.
You must be into food.
It's a real food city, right? It's like, yeah, I eat food.
Yeah.
Like everything we eat is off of a food cart.
Yeah.
Or grown organically.
Well, not I'll tell really. You what.
Not at your house.
Not at my house. Nothing, well, nothing hey, growing. The tomatoes are dead.
I hope that the tomatoes are dead already.
Yeah, the tomato plant looks really sad. The cucumber plant looks really sad. Like wilted to the point where you can hardly even recognize that I planted something. All that's left are the little moats that I created around them so that the water would stay.
The moats?
Yeah, I dug little
record
moats.
Scratch.
I dug little moats because that's what mom says to do. Mom has a thriving garden. So mom right. says build moats
yeah.
around the thing.
Uh-huh.
And then you soak it with a lot of water. And yeah. that's how you keep more water in there the first few times you,
yeah.
you know, water the things.
Yeah, this is the problem, though. Like, San Diego is basically a greenhouse.
Yeah, well.
It gets, like you said, frost. That'll do it.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, I also empathize with your desire that spring make up its mind.
Hey, Air Knuckles, I'm here for the updates to AJ's garden this summer, though, because
yep.
I want to see if you can do it.
I want to see if I can do it, too. The strawberries seem fine.
I find it hilarious that you decided, like, you know what, this is the year I can focus on my garden, so I'm going to pick up another job. And that'll be the year that I can finally grow a garden.
Well, actually, it's because we have planter boxes. We moved into a new house, and we have plant. It's already built. I don't have to
like
do
it.
Anything. Yeah. I just have to put the things in the dirt.
Look, I'm not going to lie. This garden is doomed if that's what all you think is going to have to happen.
Well, and
is
some
that
water,
somebody
right?
else built the...
Yeah, someone else built the thing. I just put the plant in there. I think
and
that's
then
it.
Boom.
Garden.
Garden.
Now, can
eat out of my backyard.
Can I ask, when you bought the home Ooh. And you saw those, was that like, did that play into you being like, let's get this one?
Okay, so here, joys of figuring out that you know, what comes with and what doesn't come yeah. with the home.
Mm.
When we toured the house,
mm-hmm.
like garden galore
yeah. mm-hmm.
in these planters.
Yeah.
Beautiful stacks of firewood. Mm-hmm. There were pumpkins growing. I was like, oh my gosh. This is going to be so fun. Look at this garden. It's yeah. already done. I just have to keep it alive.
Hell yeah.
That's not true.
Moved in. All the plants are gone.
Yeah. No, they're going to
They took
take
all their
that.
Plants. They took all mm-hmm. their firewood and they took all their pumpkins.
Yeah. I feel like that's BS, number one. Number two, that's making me now think if I ever buy another house in my life,
yes.
I'm going to stipulate like, with the realtor. Because if they do have an escrow, I'll go, all right, all this stays though.
You got to put it
yeah.
in there.
Yeah. I don't want them taking the pumpkins. They can yeah. take the furniture and that's it.
I was so excited about the pumpkins too. Because it was like almost Halloween when we moved in.
Oh,
so I was
great.
Like, oh, yay. Yeah. We can carve our own pumpkins.
It's like when you're a kid and Mm-mm. your parents, like, tour homes to, like, look. And then there's, like, for some reason, there's a trampoline in the backyard.
My
As a kid, you
never
go,
did that.
Oh, the trampoline comes with the house.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No, it doesn't.
It sucks. Pumpkins, by the way, are going to be super easy for you. Because, really, like, honestly, you don't have to do much.
Famous last words.
You really won't have to do much.
Famous last All right? words.
The other thing, when we were moving last year, there was a home and we walked in the backyard. We were like, whoa. Like, I mean, it was like rose gardens.
Yeah.
Like, it was great. We're like, wow, this is pretty amazing. And we found out real quick. Oh, yeah. That's like one of the top notes here is that roses will be going with the others. It's like award-winning rose bushes. They're taking those bad boys with them.
Yep.
Which I was totally okay with because I'm not going
to. Pruning.
I'm not going to be doing that.
Nope.
This won't be award winning after I get done with them. Tell you that much.
Yep.
That's for damn certain.
We did get to keep Ooh. The roses and it turns out we have tulips.
Because tulips are great because yeah. bulbs, it's a pleasant surprise every year.
Yeah.
Look at those.
Look at those. Because we moved in, October. So everything was. Winterized.
Did you get your plants at Home Depot? Because text police saying they'll replace the dead plant in the first week for free.
I did get them at Home Depot. Now I know I'm going to go back.
You have your
On my weekend to-do list. Probably not, but I have the card that I paid for.
But did you not see the first week for free?
I know. So
Did you go last week?
Yeah, I went on Saturday morning.
All right, well, I just want to make sure you get there in the first week.
I know, I got to go.
I mean...
I actually am really busy now in the 1 o'clock hour, so I hope you guys can hold this down. Yeah. We gotta go to Home Depot.
I gotta go to Home Depot.
I was gonna say, if you don't have the receipt, you could just pull up Instagram Live mm-hmm. on your story and just film them and be like, you're on the social media right now. And if you don't give me this refund, you're going to be a bad person forever.
And please.
I thought you meant as proof that I bought them. And I was like, no, I didn't put that on social media for the purpose of I wanted to see if they would live before I let everybody know that I tried. Nice.
No, will you please throw the shout out in there of do you know who I am too? Because that always that's always great when you see. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?
And as the feed starts, she goes, the people like, guys, it's AJ. You're at Home Depot.
No,
that
we won't be doing
that. Worst. All right. Okay. Well, Godspeed to you and your garden.
Thank you.
It sounds like it'll need it.
Yep, it will.
Also on today's show. We're going to try something new at 1:15, Monday's Musings, things that you saw in the sports world that that caught your eye, but maybe not might not be on the radar for everybody else out there. A little potpourri, if you will.
Do you have to grow potpourri? This is important.
Like the mint, a little mint for your day, if you will. The mint in sports where you go, oh, that's a nice little hint.
Yeah,
I can. I get that. We'll have that at 1:15. The billion-dollar round of golf, that's impressive. Hideki Matsuyama, that may be the one thing that gets Will to be interested in the Masters, is the billion-dollar round of golf.
Are you intrigued?
Oh. Does that interest you at all, Will?
You have to be more specific.
Okay.
So that's a good tease.
Uh-huh.
Because you didn't say the winner-takes-all billion-dollar round of golf. You just said $1 billion, so it's like... Where do I fit in?
Yeah. spoiler alert on that one.
Just let him live.
Okay.
Let him live.
Okay. All right. Gary Trent Jr. Seemingly offended people in Portland. We'll talk about we'll have his audio of what he had to say. People get upset at the most bizarre things. But where we have to start, another weekend split, and Terry Stotts isn't supposedly, or I guess he's not really smelling what everybody else can smell right now, because it's a funk faux show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
AJ and Dusty on the Fan. Ooh, it's a big headband night. Oh, for the Portland Trail Blazers. Got to get a headband. Didn't work for him. Wait, what? What was the first line?
I don't know that I know.
I ran
song.
Into a guy who said he was homeless. I know. I listened to it too. And this was the original Can I Get a Headband song they used for Cliff. And it's pretty intense.
Huh.
One for my mama, one for the mayor.
You know, the original Uncle Cliffy one that I remember is on the news. It was Do the Uncle Cliffy.
Yeah. I remember the Uncle Cliffy.
The locomotion.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Uncle Cliffy was great. All right. Well, Damian Lillard wore a headband, and then the Blazers got beat last night. Yusuf Nurkic also donning a headband. Also, the Blazers still got beat by the Miami Heat. Oh my gosh. In those uniforms. You still on board with those uniforms over there?
I mean, I'm not a superstitious person, so my opinion of the uniform remains unchanged.
Oh, you like the Miami Heat's? No, the Miami Heat's
oh,
uniforms.
Oh, the Heat's ones. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think they're fine.
It made my brain hurt. And you know what also made my brain hurt?
It made my brain hurt.
Is my son goes, I like those. Oh, great.
Huh. So?
Yep, they're doing it for the children. It's all for
and
the
me.
Children. And AJ, apparently. 107-98, Portland loses. And again, it's a team 500 or better that the Portland Trail Blazers have lost to. Blazers now 10-7 out of the All-Star break. Not a good record. And not doing well against teams that are over 500. Well, that brought the post All-Star break being 10-7 isn't great. And you add that right out of the All-Star break. What was it? They had that 4-game road trip. They had one game against Phoenix and hit the road for 4 games where they won 4 games in a row. So, you know, since then they're 6-6 after that road trip. Terry Stotts was asked a very important question that we are all seeing out of this Blazers team.
Terry, what do you see as the way out of this funk that you guys are kind of in?
Well, first, I don't necessarily want to concede that we're in a funk. You know, we had a good game against Detroit. We lost 2 games on the road against 2 of the best teams in the West. So I wouldn't call it a funk. I give credit to Miami that they played well. I'm reluctant to say that we're in a funk. I guess I can't answer that question if I don't believe the premise.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I guess it define funk. They're beating half the teams that they're playing. They're just losing to all the ones that they're supposed to and winning against all the ones they're supposed to win against.
Mm-hmm. But here is where I think we can all see that, like, there is something amiss with the Portland Trail Blazers. Like, you can watch them even when they're beating the Detroit Pistons. And, you know, I'm sitting there with a couple of buddies and they go, are they going to blow this? You know, and that's like a conversation where it's like, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, Will said it on Friday. He's like, well, are we really guaranteeing that the Blazers are going to beat the Pistons? Because we can see that this something is wrong with this team. Like, you can watch Damian Lillard and you can see something isn't right with Damian Lillard. I mean, there's at times there's like a glaze over his eyes and it's just like, oh my gosh. And we don't see that from Dame.
No. And I think the other thing that was really telling was after the game last night, Yusuf Nurkic is one of my favorite interviews because as much as he tries to like stay PC and stay with that wall up, he feels everything. He's so aware of what's going on. He has his finger on the pulse of how the fans are feeling. And he sat down last night and was frustrated, openly talking about how frustrated they were, how he understands the fans' frustrations, and going on to say, we're not on the same page.
That is concerning at this point in the year. And I know, like, when you hear that, though, like, that's something where you go, we know that he's been hurt. We know that CJ's been hurt. Norman Powell is new. But at this point in the season, you've got to be on the same page. And that is where you go, all right, where does the buck stop? Mm-hmm. And I thought one thing that Nurk said that was pretty interesting is that he put it on them.
I just don't feel like we understand our potential, to be honest with you. I think we don't give ourselves credit when we play good. And we've never been in this organization too high or too low, to be honest with you. But I think at this point, the only thing could change is just ourselves to do it, man. I think we should be more vocal as far as, even if we need to curse somebody out as a teammate with a good cause. We've never been, I think, that type of players in my 4 years here. But I think at this point, I think we got to figure out, not a lot of, you know, coaching staff, I think, which is make harder because now we need to, you know, really be on each other, you know, to hold accountable.
That's a really interesting comment mm-hmm. from Nurk. Because he's saying, and I don't think that it is him saying that they've tuned the coaching staff out, but it's almost like the coaches have said everything they possibly can.
Yep.
And nothing is changing.
Yep. And you heard Damian Lillard talk about that last week. We got to have some pride. We got to play with pride. We got to actually own this defense. And it's a mantra that we've heard all season long. But it feels like now that they have everybody together, now that they have their starting five that they hope are going to carry them into the playoffs, they are starting to feel that internal pressure. It's almost like, I don't want to say the lies, but it's almost like they believed what the coaching staff believed, which is when everyone gets healthy, it's going to come into focus. Everything's going to work just like that. And now you are a few weeks removed from the trade deadline. You've had CJ and Nurk back for a few weeks and it's not coming together.
And that's where the Stotts audio is. You said something where I just like, that is a funk. When Damian Lillard, you said it, Damian Lillard said it last week. Mm-hmm. We need to have pride. We need to play like, you know, like we have to take pride in what we're playing in and how we're playing. Like that's a mental thing. And like, that is a funk. Like it funk to me is like something that is totally mental. And if you had a guy a week ago, your star a week ago saying we need to take pride in it, if you're watching the level of play and the level of frustration that you have, guys, you know, like guys who are usually knockdown shooters from beyond the arc mm-hmm. and they are struggling. When Norman Powell went 1 of 4 from 3, Dame was 3 of 10. It was a poor shooting night and we're starting to see like these kind of slumps are happening. You know, these guys can shoot, but what is happening to where shots aren't falling? What is it with the guys like Yusuf Nurkic saying players need to become more accountable on each other and maybe we need to curse each other out? Like, problem number one is either Terry Stotts is ignoring it or he doesn't seem to see what his players are saying publicly is kind of an issue.
Or he's having his team's back and trying to sort of not air out dirty laundry. Because if what Nurk is saying is true, then Terry Stotts and the coaching staff have done everything that they're supposed to do. He even said it last night. At some point, it's about the players going out and executing. They can only tell us so much. And so I feel like that could be something where Stotts is still going out and saying, I could say, hey, we've done everything. We've talked about everything. What do you want me to do? They're not doing it. But that's not the kind of coach he is.
Yeah.
So that would be option three, is Terry Stotts is not going to concede that the Blazers are in a funk, because that's not him having his team's back.
Well, and you know something, if that in fact is the case,
but they don't have his back when they come out and guys like Nurk, you know, say,
they have his back.
Yeah. They do. They do.
It's each other's back.
Right.
That they don't have. Oh, yep.
Well, and in fact, if that is the case, which honestly, I kind of believe that to be, I think it's a little bit inexcusable of Terry Stotts to kind of gloss over it. Because I look at legendary coaches, and I'm not saying you have to be like Phil Jackson, but like Phil Jackson, who would use the media as an outlet to present challenges to his players, who would openly call out his players in the media and say, look, I'm putting the pressure on you. This is a professional sport. You're a professional athlete, and you need to learn how to deal with pressure. And right now, this team seems like they are completely deflated and being deflective of pressure.
Well,
like Damian Lillard hasn't scored more than 25 points since April 2nd. Now, that's a guy who earlier in this season was about like, hey, when the pressure gets high, like I thrive under pressure situations. Seems like that's not what he's doing right now.
Well, we have seen this in sports in the past where you have a team that plays above their skis and they push and they grind and they grind. And there's always this light at the end of the tunnel like, hey, when CJ and Nurk are back, mm-hmm. it'll be different. And then those guys get back and it hasn't been. Like, it really has not been different. And there's kind of that moment where you go, I can't do this for the entire run of a season. Like, and that's a ton of weight on Damian Lillard's shoulders. And then that has not been able to be taken off his shoulders yet. Right. And that to me is where you sit there. And that's where I see that 25 points that Will's talking about there. You go, well, damn, like how much more can he do for this franchise? And somebody else has got to be able to pick that slack up and carry a team when he can't, because it's unrealistic to think it can happen every single night for 82 games or even in an abbreviated season, however many you're trying to scrunch in where you're playing every other night.
It absolutely is. And I think that this team goes as Damian Lillard goes. And if he's exhausted and frustrated, and then that's the tone of the team. Mm-hmm. And I think Yusuf Nurkic talking about that last night, one of the things that I understand the defense. So this is not me like excusing anything, but one of the things that I love about Nurk is how he is out there throwing out solutions. Like, he's throwing out things to try. And I mean, I guess credit Terry Stotts for putting Nasir Little in the lineup a little bit more in that second unit. They're trying things now. Mm-hmm. Incremental is the word that we're going to keep going back to, because I don't know that it's going to make a difference in them getting out of the first round, going deep in the playoffs. But with what they have on this roster, is incremental all they can do. And one of the things Nurk said is, you know, when he was coming back, he's coming back and trying to facilitate. Last night he said, nope, I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to change the way that I play because I need to help be this spark on defense. I need to get our defense back. That's an ownership taking moment that I don't know that Nurk has felt empowered or prepared to take on before. And last night, talking to him after the game against the Heat, I saw a change in his attitude, a change in his, I'm not just going to facilitate. I'm going to go out and impose.
And that is something that, outside of Damian Lillard, who is the dog on this roster? Because, I mean, that's like something that you go, like, I love CJ McCollum. His game is impressive, but that's not his persona, right? I think Robert Covington could be that guy. But again, he hasn't really been here all that long.
I think it has to come from Dame, CJ, or Nurk with this roster, because mm-hmm. Norman Powell's been here for all of 9 games.
And there is a hierarchy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it'll be interesting to see, again, talk is cheap. We've heard it all season long. But I think for me, the talk changed a little bit last night, hearing Nurk's change in perspective of what his role needs to be.
And there was something, and you know, Nurk did talk about the defensive end of the floor, which I think is something that also continues. It continues to be an issue, but you told me a stat today I was blown away by, and we'll talk about it next. Here's Will with SportsCenter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Terry Stott says there's no funk, and he doesn't agree with the premise that the team is in a funk. Again, I don't know if he's watching the same things that we are or kind of hearing what his own players are saying, but all signs point to a funk going on with that roster. And you said something to me that blew my mind this morning when we were getting ready for the show about the Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, Norman Powell, Robert Covington, Yusuf Nurkic lineup.
They've only played together 6 times.
Now, I guess, I mean, that does make sense, but that would be their starting lineup. And they're 2-4 as a unit together, right?
3-3.
Oh, 3-3.
2-4 in April.
Oh, 2-4 in the month of April.
3-3 with that lineup.
Oh, goodness gracious. But what blew my mind was, albeit it is, we're dang near halfway through the month, I guess, but where do the Blazers rank in defense in the month of April?
Okay. So defensive rating in the month of April, according to NBAstats.com, the Portland Trail Blazers are the 14th best defensive team in the NBA.
What? They've given up like 133, 127, 122 points.
Holding the Thunder, those 85, though.
I mean, it's 6 games, but that number, when you said that, I was like, what?
Yep. 14th.
But this is where I think we've all come, is that they've played some really bad teams in the month of April.
And some very good teams.
And what happens with that? They get blown out and they give up a bajillion points against the good teams. And they blow out other teams and score a bajillion points and don't give up very many against teams like the Oklahoma City Thunder.
3-3.
There will be somebody at some point that points to that number and says improvement, because they were what, dead last in March?
Dead last in March.
I don't see it.
No, it doesn't look it, especially because of who you're comparing the Blazers to, mm-hmm. right? If you're the Portland Trail Blazers, you don't want to be compared to the Thunder and the Pistons. You want to be compared to the Clippers and the Jazz and the Suns.
Yes.
So you can't take solace in doing what you're supposed to do against the teams that you don't want to be lumped in with. It's how you compete against the teams that you believe you're as good or better than and can make a deep playoff run against that matters. And in those games, it hasn't been good.
And you talked about something earlier and just kind of a disconnect. And the on the defensive side especially has been a big issue. You asked Nurk last night about the defensive end of the floor specifically.
You know, obviously my mindset was like try to, you know, get us back where we used to be as far as defensive end. But we're not on the same page, man. I think it's clear right now. But offensively, I think it just get even harder. I think we're kind of a little bit selfish now, but we should be better. There's no excuse, man. I think when we look at our team healthy now, you know, almost done with restriction minutes, you know, game 2, 3, whatever is, have more, but, you know, trying to really not force the things out there, trying to make, you know, game easier for everybody, but we're not there yet, man.
Boy. Sounds like Nurk is beat down a little bit.
I think they all are. That's the tone for most of this team right now when you talk to them. Norman Powell came in after that. He was the same way. Dame, CJ, when they're there, everyone is frustrated. I don't think there's any, there's nobody on the Blazers. Terry Stotts might be saying what he says to the media, but behind closed doors and in that locker room, there's nobody who thinks that things are hunky-dory right now.
Yeah, and I mean, saying things like not on the same page on the defensive end, apparent. And look, this has been something that has been happening for a while. I mean, we talked about this, you know, at the beginning of March, where Robert Covington is setting mm-hmm. defenses and telling guys where to go on the floor.
Like, yep.
That, if we're at that point where that is, you know, that in March, you know, you're 3 months into a season at that point. Like, that should be in the rearview mirror where he's trying to tell you where you need to be on the defensive end of the floor.
And there's so many things that you can point. You can, there are absolutely excuses. You can point to all these things of, oh, well, they weren't together. Oh, well, this is a shortened season, so they haven't had time to practice. Oh, they're basically trying to incorporate three new starters with Nurk coming back to begin with and then getting Nurk back after injury. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is, you are falling behind the best in the West.
Yes.
And that is where you are. I don't know if it's soul searching, roster change, what needs to happen, but this team currently is not set up to make a deep playoff run.
Well, here's some of your thoughts at 503-250-1080. This one says, you know, talent's there. Time to for Terry Stotts to go. And look, I've been pounding this drum for a while, and I'll continue to do it. I think that there are three big places where this team is kind of being let down right now. I mean, you can look at it. We're talking about on the coaching aspect where, you know, Nurk said it last night that, hey, the players need to speak up. They need to be more vocal about it. Yep. I think that there is an element of, you know, Stotts has said everything he's got to say. And over the years and over their careers too, he's been there for the entire run of Dame and CJ. Right.
Yep.
And so maybe is that message wearing thin? I don't know. And those guys will go to bat for him any day. And we know that, but there is from a coaching standpoint, and then roster construction, I will say look, the Blazers are not, you look at the elite teams in the West. There's talented players in Portland. No doubt about it. This roster is good. Look at LA, either one of the teams there. Even look at the balance of Utah, a team like Utah, or a balance of a Phoenix's roster.
Yep.
It's this roster isn't balanced.
No.
And they're talented, yes. But are they balanced like the others with high end talent too?
No.
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 And that, look, it's roster construction, it's a little bit of coaching, a little bit of players, obviously what Nurk was saying today. Mm-hmm. Need to be light a fire underneath, which, you know, that usually when those things are said, that means that, look, a big change needs to happen, and we could be seeing the wind start blowing that way here in Portland. That's something that neither Neil O'Shea, Terry Stotts, or Damian Lillard, who's been very vocal about it himself, loyalty,
yep.
right?
Yep.
They don't like big changes, but it kind of feels like things are heading that way without anybody saying it.
Right. It's that hourglass analogy. The sand continues to slip through the hourglass. At some point, it's going to run out. This might be the breaking point. If things don't change and change drastically.
But to the Fire Terry Stotts crew, you say this all the time. Who are you going to go and get?
And I'm not saying that you necessarily...
It's happening now.
No, you're not going to fire... No, not... You're talking mid-season?
Yeah.
No. No, you're not going to fire a coach mid-season who has you solely in the playoff hunt. Like, firmly in the playoff hunt. You're not going to fire a coach mid-season.
Unless you're David Blatt and LeBron wants you fired.
Yeah, well, there's exceptions that prove every rule.
And LeBron is that.
Yep.
But I agree with you. We had, you know, Will brought that up on Friday, and I said, no, that just doesn't, that's not in the Blazers' DNA right now.
What, to cannon midseason?
Mm-hmm.
The only way I could see that is if it gets so bad to the point where you're getting close to missing the playoffs. If you mathematically get thrown out of the playoffs, I mean, it would take quite a bit, but like if you mathematically got thrown out of the playoffs with, say, five games left, it would be really difficult to have Terry Stotts sit on the bench and play out those games knowing that you're about to miss the playoffs for the first time in, what, seven, 8 years?
I don't think
they're
missing the playoffs, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's a long way to go.
I disagree with the premise of that.
There's a long way to go until you get there, Will.
Ha ha. Did you hear that? She threw a Terry Stotts reference in there.
I disagree with the premise.
Disagree with the premise there, Will.
I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs.
How much does he hate Jason Quick?
Oh, because, not at all.
Not at all. I don't think at all.
Oh. I mean, he gets.
I don't think at all. He gets bristly with everybody like that.
Yep.
Dude,
tough questions. And Terry Stotts get that response.
Because Terry Stotts is a human being like the rest of us.
Quick's
nobody
questions
likes to get
in particular,
grilled.
Though. He really gets it. And it's not that Quick's being malicious or anything. I mean, he's asking just very straightforward, blunt questions. Just saying like, hey, give me a straight answer. But that, a lot of times you can hear it in Terry's voice where he's like, Yeah, give me a break.
AJ's gotten that treatment before from Terry.
Part of the drill.
It's because you're a dog. You know,
but it wasn't because of the dog. He dodged the tough question from AJ because of the dog.
It's true.
He was dodging it.
And there have been times, but I get it. I mean, I think it's our job to ask the questions. It's his job to defend himself and the team.
And by the way, Will, the Blazers, to be in that situation that you're talking about, they would need to blow a 7-game lead
in what,
19 games to get in that.
How many teams above 500 do they have left?
Well, Will, hold on. That's beside the point, Will. You would have to blow a 7-game lead in 19 games. And that is, by the way, if a team like New Orleans were to go undefeated the rest of the way.
That's fine. I just asked.
About 10.
So they play 10 winning teams still left?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have the records up in front of me, so there might be some that are just under 500 in what I just counted. But yeah, I believe 10.
But your whole thing was in the final instance, the final games of the season, the Blazers are out of the playoff race completely. That would be actually bigger than 7 games. That would be like you have to lose all of them because remember, top 10 teams are still in the playoff hunt. So I mean, like,
you think it's
think
okay.
of how far. No, yeah. I don't think it's okay, but just think of how far, because what you said is right. If it were to get to that point, obviously.
Right.
But that is like how steep of a fall off it would be. Like I agreed with you, and that would be the only way it ain't that he doesn't see the end.
I'm sorry, but you know, you can fire him. It really doesn't matter either way. He's going to get fired. And if he doesn't, then this is a horrific mistake.
You think at the end of the season, regardless of what happens, it's over.
Unless they win a playoff series. That's it. And even then I would say, wow, I don't know if you keep him again.
Wouldn't that be? But look at this team. You sit there and you go, I can see him finding a way to win a playoff series. Mm-hmm. And then boom, here they are. Right?
Hey man, Groundhog Day. I get it.
All over again.
Yeah. Yep. It's just going to be the same. And honestly, as fans, if that's what you like, because I was talking about this with Luke on the weekend, which is just like, look, as fans, if this is what you like, getting to the playoffs, losing in the first round or losing in the second round every single year over and over again and not winning an MVP, that's cool, man. We'll keep Terry Stotts.
Or if you're management.
Yeah.
And you want to sell tickets and you want to get deals and you know that Damian Lillard's going to bring in a lot of money.
Yeah, and that the whole Jody Allen thing I think is interesting because I know Quick had come on with Primetime, I think last week, and had said like he has knowledge that she is very much a bottom line oriented businesswoman. That it's, you know, there's no sentimentality about it. It's like, is this thing making me money and is it going to continue to make me more money? And if not, then
we do change.
Yeah, we need to change something here.
But I guess the argument is, you win a playoff series every year. You're not losing money.
Nope. I know.
Oh, boy. And to top it all off, Nurk and Cantor both got hurt. Well, I mean, not, they both came back, but Nurk got butt hurt when he fell on his tailbone there.
That was good.
Dude, those hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
Badly.
They are. You can't sleep. Yeah. Getting in your car.
It's the worst.
I actually feel bad for that one. And then Cantor. It's amazing how easily 7-footers in Portland get hit in the face. Because it seems like a really hard thing to do.
I know.
But like
Robert Covington's mask guy needs to do like a team deal.
My gosh, between Nurk and Cantor, it's like how? How are these 7-footers continually getting hit in the face? And then the 6'8" Covington got a broken nose. Unbelievable. All right. Not last night, no.
Just need to clarify. No. The other one's the last night.
You just got a sweet-ass mask. All right, 503-250-1080. More of your feedback coming in on the fan text line. AJ and Dusty on the fan. All right, 503-250-1080 fan text line. Some of your feedback. Will's right. He's fired after the sweep, and I'm glad. Look, you are certain Terry Stotts is a goner. Will Darkins, producer Will Darkins.
Again, the only way I could see it is if you win a playoff series. If you win one, then we'll repeat the same wash and repeat pattern.
Well,
but if they lose a playoff series or like the play-in game or something, if it gets to that, it would be unjustifiable to keep him
there. There's a lot of problems that are going on here. in Portland. It's not easy. It's not easy. What's going on? Because the head coach is usually the first person that the finger gets pointed at and the one that they go. But when guys like Dame and CJ have been going to bat for him and or want him to stay so badly, and then you know that if heat starts coming on Neil O'Shea, which look, it's not. And this is the thing: is like fire stops. I understand frustration and why people are upset, but you got to be kidding me if you think that he's the only problem, that all of a sudden like the magic wand is going to be waved and I'm not saying, Will, you believe that, but you got to be kidding, because it does feel like a lot of the feedback is, oh, I'm just sick of Stotts. Like it change that and this thing's done. No, there's other holes, like with the fact that the backcourt, you have three guys starting that are 6'3 or under.
Right.
That's a problem in the NBA. We've seen it in the short sample size that we have with Dame, CJ, and Norm starting, that the mismatch against elite teams is glaring from a size standpoint.
Yep.
Like, and that's roster construction. Like, it's not Dame and CJ and Norm's fault that they're not 6'7".
Right. And I think if you get to the point where this offseason, you're making a coaching change, you're also making massive roster changes.
Yes.
So it is something that if that happens this summer, a lot of other things are going to happen.
And that's why I said, look, it does feel like the winds are starting to change on major moves happening in Portland, because a lot of it is fans are just sick of being at this point.
Every single March and April.
Now, there's a ton of teams across the NBA and a ton of fan bases that would love to be in Portland's spot, which is, hey, you have a superstar. Mm-hmm. You are a playoff team.
Every year.
But expectations change.
Yep.
You get to a certain point and you want more. That's totally reasonable and understandable. And that's why I think we're finally at that point where the fan base has had it. Yep. It's enough.
Yep. And I get it. I do. I think everyone's, I get the frustration, you know.
I just remember the days when there was a rally because they made the playoffs in Pioneer Square. Like that, like it was such a big deal. It was like, yeah, back in the playoffs, we're having a rally. And thousands of people went to it.
Yep.
Like that was where it is. And then here you are now. And the fan base is, the expectations change. And
as they should. That's every organization does not want to. No organization wants to be at the point where they're holding a rally to make the playoffs. Like no organization. So the expectations can change, and it's fine if things happen and people move in different directions this offseason. I think it's understandable, very much so. I just question the firing in season, but if they get mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Which would
very
be
different
one
story.
Hell of a meltdown down
it
the final
be a
19
very
games.
Big meltdown.
I think also what's interesting too, that just as a fan base in the last, I would say like 15 years, maybe, or maybe even more, like this is the first time as a fan that I've ever seen people shift from loving the team to loving a personality. That like there's so many fans that are attached to the team via Damian Lillard and go with what his vibe is and everything. That it's almost like, and I'm not going to call people out and say, like, you're not a real Trailblazers fan, but it's like you're more emotionally invested in Damian Lillard than you are the team itself. I think because of that fact, we have now put the expectations that Damian Lillard wants, which is what he always repeats in the media constantly, which is like, I want a title. I want to bring a title to Portland. I want to do this. So all these fans get behind him and they're like, you know what? He's right.
Yeah.
Like, we should get one. Why the hell aren't we there? Let's blame the coach. Like, it's just, I think there's a crusade that goes behind him. And I'm not saying that's either positive or negative. I'm just saying I've really noticed that tick up since he's been here.
Every fan base.
Yeah.
Every fan base ever. You know, that hey.
It's a guy, you know?
Couldn't be our guy's fault.
Right. Yeah.
Couldn't be the player's fault. Get the coach out. You know, management gets blamed for a lot of companies' failures.
LOL.
Yes. But you know, as far as the Blazers go, they are still the sixth seed right now. And Dallas stumbled as well. They lost San Antonio, so there's a game and a half lead over Dallas still.
And what about the Nuggets yesterday?
Yeah, they scored 8 points in the fourth quarter.
To which team was that, Dusty?
The team that's coming to Portland tomorrow.
Perfect.
The Boston Celtics.
Perfect.
And they lost 105-83. Is that what it was?
87. Oh. Give them their 4 points, sir.
Sorry. Oh, boy. All right. Okay. Time to breathe. Folks, it'll be okay. I'm glad we got a little therapy session done on the text line.
We have a lot of therapy. We should come back to that.
We will. And we will. Also, we'll get you fired up. We'll stir it up in a different way next hour because Gary Trent Jr. Got Portland fans all hot and bothered over the weekend. That was interesting. Plus, Monday musings. But next, the $1 billion round. AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.